Chapter 7. Splash. The dinghy disappears from view around the east side of the island. Did you see that? I cry, running toward Jonah, Ben, Isaac, Peter, Tink, and the dragons. Someone fairy-napped Mary Rose. What? No, we didn't see, Jonah says. We were playing. It was this girl on a small boat, I say, my heart racing. Her hair was in a long braid, and she had Mary Rose trapped in a birdcage. I don't know where they went, but we have to find them and save Mary Rose. I look at Peter and Tink. Where could the girl be taking her? I don't know of any girls in Neverland who match that description, Tink says.
Don't worry so much, Peter tells me. Whoever that girl was, she was probably just giving Mary Rose a lift. Maybe Mary Rose wanted a tour of the island.
I doubt that, I say. Mary Rose was crying out to me for help.
Maybe you didn't hear right, Peter tells me, scrunching up his face.
I know what I heard, I say, glaring at him. Can't you and Tink fly out above the water and find that small boat?
Sure, Peter says. Tink, you want to take a look? I'll stay here.
Tink sighs. Fine. She zooms up in the sky and flies out to sea. I wait anxiously, and a minute later, Tink reappears. I didn't see a small boat anywhere, she reports. Huh? Where did it go? I wonder. Tink lands on Peter's shoulder. I don't know, but I didn't see anything.
Too bad, Peter says with a shrug. I'm sure Mary Rose will turn up. Let's go back to playing.
No, I insist. We have to find Mary Rose now. Yeah, if Mary Rose is in trouble, we need to go after her, Jonah says, stepping up beside me. Thanks, I tell my brother.
Yes, a rescue mission, Ben cheers. Does this mean we can stay in Neverland longer?
Isaac asks me. We don't have much of a choice, do we? We can't leave Mary Rose behind. I nod.
Isaac cheers.
Where should we look for her first? Jonah asks. He glances at the dragons.
Do you know? Try the mer people, one of the dragons suggests. They know all about the boats and ships that are out on the sea.
Yeah, let's go ask the mer people if they've seen the dinghy with Mary Rose on it, I say.
Tink snorts. The mer people won't help strangers. They're mean.
They are not, Peter says. They're mean to everyone but you, Tink says.
So mermaids are mean and dragons are nice, I say with a sigh. Got it.
But honestly, I don't care if the mer people are nice or mean. I just need to know if they've seen my friend. Peter and Tink, can you lead us to the mer people?
Tink flies over to Peter and whispers something in his ear.
Hello? Why are they being so rude? Peter listens to Tink for a minute, then nods and turns to me.
Come on, follow us.
He and Tink say goodbye to the dragons and take off flying.
Wait! I call out.
Tink, can you sprinkle some pixie dust on us so we can fly around the island? I ask, gesturing to Jonah, Ben, Isaac, and myself. We'll find Mary Rose faster that way.
Fine, she says.
I thought you were out of pixie dust,
Peter says to Tink, raising an eyebrow.
Didn't you use most of it yesterday?
Oh, right, Tink says. I used most of my reserves flying you all out to Neverland.
I stare at her, my mouth dropping open.
What?
How are we going to get home then?
She shrugs.
It regenerates. Should be okay eventually. A few hours, maybe?
I shake my head. Are we ever getting out of here?
Could the dragons take us around?
I ask Peter, since you're such good friends.
It's about to be their lunchtime, Peter says, and you don't want to fly on a hungry dragon. Never a good idea. Great. Peter and Tink fly off again. Jonah, Isaac, Ben, and I say goodbye to the dragons, and we go chasing after Peter and Tink on land.
Ooh, look!
Isaac says as we pass by the burrito tree.
Burritos! Fierce!
The three boys each pluck a burrito off the branch and eat as they run. Don't they know the don't exercise right after eating rule? And seriously, how can they think of food at a time like this, with Mary Rose fairy napped?
Ooh!
Isaac exclaims again, pointing ahead. Are those slushies on that tree? Did someone say slushies?
Yep,
Peter says with a grin. He and Tink are hovering in midair beside the tree. Peter pulls a cup from its branch hook.
Ah, lemon lime, my favorite.
I like peach,
Tink says, draining her slushie. The boys and I each take a cup. I get blue raspberry, obviously. Jonah's favorite is strawberry, and of course that's available. Yum, I say, drinking the entire cup. A cup that dissolves into thin air when I'm done. Cool.
Onward to the merpeople,
Peter says when we've all finished our drinks. He and Tink fly off. The four of us go running after them, trying to stick to the path.
La, la, la.
What was that? I definitely heard something. Singing. Really beautiful singing.
My heart will go on.
It's a bunch of different voices, high and low and in between, like choral concerts at school, but a lot better.
Near, far.
We stop. Tink turns.
What's wrong?
She asks.
Do you hear singing?
Jonah asks.
That's the mer people, she says. They love songs about water.
Are they singing that song from the movie Titanic? I ask.
Yeah, they're obsessed, says Tink.
Above us, Peter and Tink shift to the left, and the rest of us follow on foot. I can hear splashing. We must be really close to the Merpeople Lagoon. We burst through a clearing, and
we're here.
In case there was any doubt, a big sign announces Merpeople Lagoon. There are more Merpeople here now than there were yesterday. Some of them are splashing around in the bright turquoise water, while others are sunning themselves on flat rocks. Their tails are different jewel-tone colors and sparkle in the sun. Some wear sunglasses and big straw hats. Many of them are playing some sort of game. They're bopping what look like colorful soap bubbles at each other, like volleyball without a net or a real ball. There are also a bunch still singing. I could listen to their harmonious voices all day. Jonah, Isaac, Ben, and I jog over and stop a few feet from the edge of the water. Hi, I call out. I'm Abby. This is my brother Jonah and his friends Isaac and Ben. And I guess you know Tink and Peter. The singing stops. All the mer people turn to look at us.
Scram!
One mermaid says, swishing her long fuchsia tail at me. I take a big step back.
Yeah, get out of here!
A merman grunts, throwing a wad of seaweed toward us. Tink wasn't kidding about the merpeople not being nice.
Maybe they'll like me better, Jonah says, stepping forward. A lot of people do. Hi, merpeople! What game are you playing?
A mermaid sunning on the rocks uses her long golden tail to splash water at us so hard we all get soaked.
Guess not,
Jonah says, stepping back and shaking water from his wavy hair.
Told you they were mean,
Tink says, and Tink knows mean.
Let's go, she adds,
This is useless. Wait, I say. We're not here to make friends. I need to ask them if they've seen that girl on the boat. I need to find Mary Rose. Good luck with that. Tink says, flying over to sit on top of the Merpeople Lagoon sign. I look over to see if Peter will help us, but he is busy talking and laughing with three merkids on the other side of the lagoon. He has clearly forgotten about our quest. Hi again, Merpeople. I try. Sorry to bother you, but I have a question. My friend Mary Rose, she's a fairy, was stolen away by a girl in a dinghy. Have you seen the boat? The merpeople ignore me. Please, I call out. They still ignore me. I'll teach you a new song. Do you want to learn something by Taylor Swift?
We know everything by Taylor Swift,
a teenage merboy says snarkily. Crumbs. Lizzo? I suggest.
We know Lizzo, too,
a mermaid in a blue bikini top says. Obviously. Double crumbs. I'm assuming you know all the songs from The Little Mermaid? I ask in defeat. Like, Under the Sea?
The little who?
Asks the merboy.
What's under the sea?
Asks the blue bikini-topped mermaid.
They've never heard of the Little Mermaid,
Jonah whispers to me, wide-eyed. I feel a surge of hope. This could be our chance. I sing a few lines from Under the Sea, and the merboy's face lights up.
That sounds like a fun song, he says. Can you teach it to us? Then I'll tell you what I know.
Deal, I say. I teach the merpeople the song, line by line, and the merpeople repeat after me, giggling.
Darling, it's better, down where it's wetter.
Jonah and his friends join in for the chorus.
Under the sea.
All the merpeople clap.
Well done,
Peter says, coming over to join us. I like it better on land, personally, Tink says. Now can you tell me which direction the boat went? I ask the merboy breathlessly. He nods.
It was heading to the Jolly Roger.
The pirate ship?
Jonah gasps. Peter whistles.
The small boat was a pirate dinghy.
Oh, no, I say. Captain Hook has, or is about to have, Mary Rose. I thank the merboy for helping us and turn to huddle with Peter, Tink, and the boys while the merpeople go back to singing their new favorite song. What's the fastest way to go to the pirate ship? I ask Peter and Tink. Peter scrunches up his face.
There's no such thing as going to the pirate ship. Unless you're their prisoner, he says. Unless you want to walk the plank.
Of course I don't want to walk the plank, I cry. But I can't just eat breakfast burritos and drink slushies and sing songs while my friend is being held captive by pirates. I hear you, Tink says. I'm not surprised Hook had Mary Rose kidnapped. We fairies are very valuable to pirates because of our magic. I frown. Right now, Mary Rose's magic is weak. Once Hook realizes her powers aren't strong, who knows what he'll do? So, will you come with us? I ask Peter.
You kind of owe us. We wouldn't be in this mess if you hadn't brought Jonah and his friends here.
He shrugs.
I've been trying to avoid Hook, he says. He's after me. I can't just waltz right onto his ship.
We can't just waltz on either, I say. We need a plan, and I need to confirm they have Mary Rose. Do you know where the ship is docked?
1 minute, Peter says.
He zooms up into the sky and then is back a moment later.
It's docked on the west side of the island. We can go through the maze craze to get there.
I want to go through the maze craze!
Ben cheers.
But it would be so much more fun if we just went back to the tree huts and hung out, Peter says, or went for a swim in the lagoon. We have to find Mary Rose, I say adamantly. Fine. Maze craze it is. Tink and I will come too, Peter says. He and Tink start flying, and Jonah, Ben, Isaac, and I follow. And follow. And follow. I really wish I could get my hands on more of that pixie dust. My legs feel like jello. My brother and his friends are huffing and puffing. Finally, we come to a huge stand of trees. There's a sign that says, Maze Craze. Enter at your own risk. The maze looks gigantic. John and I went through a maze once in a pumpkin patch with our parents. Mazes are really hard to figure out. They have a ton of turns and dead ends before you get to the exit. We'll meet you on the other side of the maze, Peter says, floating ahead with Tink. Can't you just fly over the maze right now and tell us which way to go? I ask. Where's the fun in that? Peter asks. It's not about fun, I snap. It's about rescuing Mary Rose. Don't be a spoil sport, Peter says, and he and Tink fly off. Yay, I love mazes, Ben says. He pushes bangs back off his forehead and rushes in. Wait, I call. But he's disappeared. Now we have to follow him. Let's go, I tell Jonah and Isaac, and we run into the maze.